I want you to turn with me for a moment to the book of John, chapter 16. The Gospel according to John, chapter 16. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 7. Read down through verse 14. I don't know if we'll get everything we are here tonight, but I want you to look at these few verses with me real quickly. And hear the Holy, hear John as he writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot hear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you." Heavenly Father, thank you tonight, Lord, that we can come and worship. Thank you that we can enjoy tonight being here with your people and fellowshipping together. We tonight thank you tonight, dear Lord, for all that you've done for us, all the blessings you've bestowed upon us. And Heavenly Father, tonight as we look into your word, we pray that you might give thy servant the unction of the Holy Spirit. Do for us tonight what needs to be done in this service, and we'll praise you through eternity in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want to talk to you tonight just for a little while about the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we, I think, neglect to realize the great importance that the Holy Spirit plays tonight in the life of the church, and what an important person he is tonight. He is a part of the Godhead. He is a part of the Trinity. Jesus, in our text in the this evening, he calls him, first of all, the Comforter. I'm glad that he is a Comforter tonight, that he does comfort us. We're going to deal with that maybe a bit later on. But in these verses this evening that I've read in your hearing, he basically, Jesus teaches us three purposes the Holy Spirit tonight is in this world to do. Three things that God uses the Holy Spirit in this world tonight. There are many different ramifications and subheadings tonight we can look at, but tonight I want you to see these three things that God says in our text this evening the Holy Spirit will do when he was come. The first one is found, of course, in verse number 8. And here the Bible says, "And when he has come," speaking here of the Holy Spirit, "he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment." When we read that verse tonight, we see the great importance the Holy Spirit must play tonight in tonight the salvation of souls. Without the Holy Spirit tonight, there is no salvation. You say, "What are you talking about?" Well, I'm going to show you in just a moment. But tonight, we living in a day and age when people want to do the work of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit tonight, Paul said, or John said here in our text, and actually Jesus said this, was tonight to reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Now, the word reprove can also be translated the word convict. It's literally tonight a verdict that's been given by a jury during a trial. It's not tonight something that's up in the air. Tonight it's telling you, and the Holy Spirit is going tonight to come into the world, and he reproves, he convicts tonight. He shows the guilt of the world this evening. That's what the Holy Spirit is here for. You see, tonight we can try to convince the world, but we'll never convince the world. We can try to convict the world, but we'll never convict the world. We can try to reprove the world, but we'll never reprove the world. That's not our responsibility. God tonight took care of that by sending the Holy Spirit. Now, somebody says, "Well, he's going to convict the world." First of all, of sin. You know, you can get a lot of people tonight to admit a lot of things, but very few people want to admit they're sinners. You begin to talk to them and they say, well, I made a mistake, or, you know, I'm sure I've not ever done everything wrong, or I'm not perfect, but I'm not a bad person. I'm not a bad sinner. I'm not a thief. I'm not a murderer. I'm not this or I'm not the other, and I'm sure a lot better than some of those folks that go to church every Sunday. Very few people want to admit that they're sinners this evening. But when the Holy Spirit's come, that's what He's going to convict them of. He's going to show them their sin. And sometimes we fail to realize the great sin that He's really going to convict them of. What is the greatest sin tonight? Notice what it says in verse number 9, for Jesus here explains that. He said, of sin, because they believe not on me. Because they believe not on me. You see, the greatest sin tonight, this world, in this world right now, is they don't believe on Jesus Christ. The reason people die and go to hell is because they don't believe on Jesus Christ. The reason tonight that many people depart this world to spend an eternity apart from God and separated from God tonight is very simple: unbelief. They're not believers. They do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus is telling here that when the Holy Spirit's come, He will tonight convict, He will reprove, He will show the great sin tonight of failing to believe on Jesus Christ. As I look around the world tonight and as I observe things in our society, I think tonight that this needs to be preached and proclaimed throughout the world. Well, I know that it does. But I hear a lot of preaching tonight, and I hear a lot of talk tonight, but I hear far, far little preaching tonight about sin and about unbelief tonight and about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not here tonight to give us gifts of tongues or tonight to allow us to lay hands on people and heal them. There's a lot of things we could go into about all of that, but the Holy Spirit was given tonight and come to people tonight and come to the indwelt us tonight, not for our benefit. The Holy Spirit is not there really for us tonight. The Holy Spirit is there first of all so that we might tonight give out the testimony of Jesus as we talked about this morning, so that we might preach the gospel, so that the world might be reproved and convicted of their sin tonight of not believing on Jesus Christ. I have a good friend that he gets into a lot of this apologetics, and I don't know exactly how to explain that. It's basically where people have debates and they talk about psychology and they get all of this trying to prove the existence of God and prove the existence of a creator, and they go into all of these great details, and he gets into a lot of that and talks to people about that. I told him one day, I said, that's absurd. He said, what do you mean? I said, listen to me. I said, when you begin to talk to people, if you tell them if they ever believe on Jesus Christ, everything else is going to fall into place anyway. And the great sin today and the great need is for us to simply tell people about Jesus and let the Holy Spirit then convict them and reprove them tonight that they don't believe on Jesus Christ. You see, you'll never be saved until you believe on Jesus Christ. And you'll never be saved until the Holy Spirit shows you your sin of unbelief. Some people say, well, I don't see how that's such a great sin. Well, Dr. Harry Arnside one time was preaching on this, and a young lady came to him, and she said, Dr. Arnside, she said, I want you to know that if you go all over and talk to all of my friends and everybody that knows me, they'll tell you that I'm a good moral person, that I'm honest and I'm ethical, that I pay my bills, that I do not do anything bad wrong, and all I fail to do is come to church and believe on Jesus, and you say that's a great sin. He said, well, young lady, what if I went out and I told all of your friends how good a person you were, but I found out that you didn't love your mother and that you was going to do everything you could to get away from her. She said, well, Dr. Arnside, I'd never do that. That'd be horrible. He said, well, you're rejecting the Son of God. How horrible is that? You see, Jesus Christ tonight must be believed on. That's the great sin of this world tonight. That's the great sin tonight that's being committed. Now, I'm not talking here tonight, and I'm not excusing other sins. But understand this tonight, the great sin and the sin that sends people to hell is they fail to believe on Jesus Christ. And the Word, the Holy Spirit, when He's come tonight through the preaching of the gospel, will convict men and women and boys and girls of their sin of unbelief. And then He said He'll convict or He'll reprove the world of righteousness. Now what's that tonight? You know, sometimes I used to wonder about that. And I said, Lord, I don't understand this. Exactly what are You saying here, Lord? Are You talking about the righteousness that we receive in Christ? Are You talking tonight about the unrighteousness of the world? And I pondered this and prayed, and you know, when you begin to think about it, notice what He said in verse number 10, of righteousness. Now, why did He say that? Because I go to My Father, and you see Me no more. When He explains it, He says the reason that the world is going to be must be reproved and convicted of righteousness because I'm going to the Father and you're not going to see Me anymore. Now who is Jesus? You see, the world is convicted of sin because they believe not on Him. But who is Jesus? He is the righteous Son of God. And Jesus said, I'm going to leave this world. I'm not going to be with you anymore. But you tonight are going to have the Holy Spirit. He's going to show you the true righteousness of the Son of God. He's going tonight to show you that Jesus Christ is Lord. You see, tonight Jesus was either a lunatic, a liar, or He's Lord. And when we look at this verse tonight and we begin to think tonight about what Jesus is saying here, you see, we must acknowledge Him tonight as the Savior of the world because we've been convicted of our sin. Then we must acknowledge Him as Lord because we see His righteousness, that He's far above us, that we must stand in awe of Him, that He was born into this world through the womb of a virgin. You see, I believe tonight that when Jesus is talking about it here, He's saying tonight that we must believe everything the Bible says about Him. We must believe that He is totally and completely righteous because tonight He was born and not conceived in sin, but He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and came forth out of a virgin womb. We must believe tonight that He is the Lord of glory, the Son of God, tonight the Messiah, the promised one. We must not only tonight say, Jesus, I believe in You as my Savior and I beg the mercy and grace from You to forgive me of my sin, but Lord, I acknowledge You as Lord. You are the Son of God. You are the one without sin. You are the righteous one. Jesus said, I'm going to the cross. And I'll not be in this world anymore for anybody to observe me. So when you go out, the Holy Spirit's going to show people not only that I'm the Savior, but I am the Lord of glory. We need to realize tonight that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. But also Paul said that He is the Lord, and we must acknowledge Him as Lord. We must bow down to Him as Lord. I can't convince men of that, neither can you, but the Holy Spirit can. And then He said of judgment. And what's He talking about here? Well, we know that there is a future judgment. But I don't really think that's what He's talking about here. Notice what He said in verse 11. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Because the prince of this world is judged. Several years ago, I used to love to read Dr. Harry Ironside's books because he could make things so simple. And I certainly need for him to keep them simple. And he would take the Word of God and he would explain it in a very simple term. A matter of fact, one time two ladies were leaving a church after he had preached there that morning, and one of them looked at the other one and said, I thought he was a great preacher. All he did was explain the Bible. He said, that's the greatest compliment I ever got. And he made this statement about this verse. He said, the prince of this world is judged. And he said, when you begin to study that, Jesus is saying that he stands before the world convicted and condemned. It's not a future judgment that he's really speaking of here. It's something God's already decided in the past. And tonight, Satan has already been judged. Condemnation has already been given. And when Jesus said in John chapter 3, he said, I didn't come to condemn the world. The world is what's condemned already. You see, he's not talking about just a future judgment. He's talking about the judgment that's already upon every lost man, woman, boy, and girl. They're already lost. They're already condemned. They're already judged. Now, I do understand there's a future judgment, but understand this tonight, that has nothing really to do with salvation. We talked about this morning that when the Christian stands before God and must give an account, that's the great white throne judgment, but it has nothing to do whether we're saved or lost. There's a great white throne judgment this morning and this evening when sinners will stand before God, but that has nothing to do whether they're saved or lost. You're either lost or you're saved when you die. Or when Jesus comes. You see, tonight, this world is condemned. And if you're lost, you're lost right now. You're condemned right now. It's not something that's going to happen in the future, but it's already there. You're already on death row. You're already simply waiting the day of execution. Condemnation is already tonight upon every man, woman, boy, and girl without Christ. And that's what the Holy Spirit's going to convict them of. When a man's lost and the Holy Spirit comes and he begins to speak to a person's heart and he begins to convict them, hey, you've joined the church. You've sang in the choir. You've read your Bible. You've taught Sunday school. You've give of your income. You've did all of these things. But you've never accepted Jesus as Savior. And because of that, he's not your Lord. And because of that, you're condemned. That's what the Holy Spirit's going to do. When he gets in your heart, when the Holy Spirit gets a hold of you, I want to tell you tonight, he'll begin to tell you things you don't want to hear when you're lost. Believe me. He'll make you miserable. Amen. He will. Someone told me one time, I wish I could get saved again. Well, the saving part was all right. I just don't want to go through that little bit of time before that, do you? You're miserable. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is convicting you tonight. He's reproving you. He's showing you that you're lost. He's showing you tonight that Jesus is the Lord of glory and that you're condemned before a holy God of this universe. That's what the Holy Spirit's doing tonight. That's what he's in this world to do. Jesus said, when he has come. And you see, tonight, my responsibility is to do what God asked me to do. That's to live clean and holy before him. That's tonight to preach the gospel. But it's the Holy Spirit's job to do the reproving tonight. And that's why it's so important that tonight, when we preach the truth then reaches out. And the truth tonight bring men and women and boys and girls to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Spirit tonight. That's what he's doing in this world. Now quickly, I'll give you a second thing that Jesus said that he was going to do. That's found in verse 13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, was come, he will guide you into all truth. He'll be our guide. He's to guide us. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. You see, the Holy Spirit was, first of all, the guide to these men, these disciples, to write the Word of God. That's why the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It was written not by men, but by the Holy Spirit. He inspired and guided them into all truth. That's why tonight the Holy Spirit will never guide you in the wrong direction. He's the Spirit of truth. And He is to be our guide. I'm afraid too often times tonight we follow false guides. We follow people tonight that are not guided by the truth. The Holy Spirit tonight will guide you and direct you. And we should seek His will and His way in everything we do. And I think sometimes that's our real problem tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're all sometimes a little headstrong, aren't we? And sometimes we're kind of an impatient people. I'm not talking about just us in particular. I'm talking about everybody. You know, we get a little impatient at times. We want to just, you know. You know, the Holy Spirit, we need to wait on Him to guide us and direct us where we need to go.
That's right.
Like I heard about a young lady went to work in a factory where they weaved together blankets. And as the man came by and he said, "Now, when we weave this," he showed her how to run the machine. And he said, "Now, if this thing jams up, you call me. You don't know how to untangle it." And he stood there and watched her for a while, and everything was going good. About 2 hours later, he came by, and it was such a mess. He said, "What happened?" She said, "Well, it tangled, and I tried to fix it." He said, "It's a mess." She said, "I did the best I could." He said, "No, you didn't." "Oh, yes, I did." He said, "No, you didn't." She said, "Oh, I know I did the best I could." He said, "No, honey." He said, "The best you could have done was call me. I know how to fix it." Now, think about that tonight. I think sometimes we get it in such a mess, the Holy Spirit says, "Why don't you call me back before you got this thing in such a mess? It's been a lot easier to fix." Man. He'll guide us and direct us. That's why the Lord sent Him in this world. He indwells us tonight to help us and guide us and direct us in the things that He wants you and I to do.
Right.
I guess sometimes it seems like sometimes I have to be so negative, but I don't like to be negative, but I get emails and I get things in the mail and you know, how to improve your preaching. I said, "Well, God, I need that," but, you know, and somebody said amen back there. I don't know who it was. How to do this and how to do that. And I get to thinking, why did we leave the Holy Spirit out? You know, I'm not saying we can't improve ourselves and that we can't, you know, we don't need to learn and constantly study. But understand this tonight. We need to make sure that we're following the direction the Holy Spirit wants us to go. Guide us tonight. Several years ago, as I said, sometimes we're an impatient people. I'm a little bit more patient and gained a little patience through the years. Of course, the Bible said tribulation worketh patience. And you raise four teenagers, you get a lot of tribulation. Amen. But I remember a few instances. I remember one particular instance when the Lord spoke to me about something. And He said, "There's going to be some trouble out of this, but you just stay out of the way. I'll take care of it." And sure enough, there was trouble. Boy, it was hard to stay out of the way. Especially when that fella got me by my shirt. And I wanted to. I had a good arm in, too, boy. But you know, the Lord took care of it. Wasn't too long ago, the fellow that got me by the shirt collar, the Lord worked through his life, and I held his funeral not too long ago. I'd have made a mess of it, folks. Sometimes we just need to be patient and let the Holy Spirit guide us tonight. That's what Jesus said He'd do. And real quickly, one final thing, and I'll be through. Verse 14 said, he shall glorify me. He shall glorify me. He's going to glorify Jesus. Not going to glorify himself. He's going to glorify Jesus. He lift up Jesus. If you don't know if the Holy Spirit's working, is he talking about Jesus? That's the number one key to it, folks, tonight. Is he talking about Jesus? Is he glorifying Jesus? Is he lifting up Jesus? And that's what it's all about. You read over in the Old Testament when Abraham got ready for his son Isaac to get married. He called his faithful servant Eliezer. And he said, I want you to go and find a bride for my son Isaac. The Bible says Eliezer took 10 camels loaded with stuff and headed out. And he was down by a well of water. And a woman named Rebecca came by and he began to talk to her. But you know, he didn't talk about Eliezer. He began to tell her about Isaac. He began to tell her how that he was the miracle son of the Father. Began to tell her how that he was in possession of all things. I would imagine that he told her how handsome he was and how much grace and love. And he just talked about Isaac. He didn't talk about Eliezer. He didn't talk tonight about other things. He glorified and exalted the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit's doing tonight. He glorifies and lifts up Jesus. So he tonight's going to tell you about Jesus tonight. And if he's not glorifying Jesus, then it's probably not the Spirit of God talking. Understand that tonight. Because that's what he's going to do. Jesus said he's not going to really speak of himself. He's not going to talk about himself. He's going to talk about Jesus. Now, if the Holy Spirit was given to us tonight by the Lord Jesus Christ, I got a couple other sermons we may preach on it, but understand this. He was given to us tonight, and he's going to come into this world, and he's here tonight to convict, to reprove the sinner. He's here tonight to guide us as his disciples and as his people. And is here to glorify the Son of God and lift him up that all the world might be drawn unto him. That's his purpose tonight. That's his threefold purpose. Many other things can come under that heading, but that's what he's going to do this evening. So tonight, as you go through this next week, let the Holy Spirit guide you. If you're lost, the Holy Spirit will convict you. And as he glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ and lifts him up this evening. All right. Stand with me, Brother Bruce, if you and Barbara would come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you tonight for the great fellowship we've enjoyed with your people. Thank you tonight for the great singing that we heard this evening. And Father, tonight as we leave this place in a moment, go with us and guide us and direct us and bring us back as we come back. And let us, as we go into this world, preach the gospel and glorify thy Son. In Jesus' name, amen.